Hey?
What did you make of that? What were the disappointing areas for you?
Well, clearly the second quarter. Specifically, the whole game, centre square bounce. Our ability to defend it out of there. We've changed our system. I think we'll have a good look at it. It's sort of this 2 weeks in a row, so probably doesn't suit our lack of leg speed, the space creation. So, look, we'll have a good look at that. They've kicked 6-1 out of the middle. I think we averaged 1-1 for the last 4 years, so they kicked 4 in the first half from 5 entries. So we'll look at what the defenders are doing, the midfield's doing. So that's not very pretty viewing there. And, ability to defend off turnover. I thought offensively we weren't brilliant, but we're certainly scoring and could have done a little bit more damage, but they just scored. The bottom line is they scored incredibly easily. I think they had 10 entries and a kick 7-3 in the second quarter, centre square bounce off turnover. So, it's really clear where we went wrong. So we have to have a good look at the changes we've made and what we're trying to do, and then and how we're defending. So that's pretty obvious. And look, the second quarter, I sort of like their character, their effort, their intensity lifted. And, we'll fluke chance there. We had to take some opportunities. I think we kicked 3-6 in the last, but... that's what I made of it.
There's a popular theory that footy's evolving towards becoming high scoring and that might suit Fremantle. What do you make of that?
Yeah, well, I'm not here to comment on everyone's theories. And I certainly... there's just some things. I think if you talk about centre square bounce, do you think 6-1 out of the middle had anything to do with the rule changes? Can you point out where the rule changes influenced centre square bounce?
Ross...
No, I've just asked a question.
Yeah, I was just asking for your theory. Obviously, in relation to the...
Do you think it has?
I don't think the centre square bounces are affected by that.
No, so if you think half their score at half-time, I think that was 1 point, though, 4 out of the middle. It's a big percentage. I don't think the rule changes affect it. We've chosen to go a certain way out of the middle. The structure up that is certainly... left our back line exposed and not coping, and our mids not coping. So we certainly need to look at that.
Is that a more aggressive?
Contested possessions, clearances, inside 50s, tackles, you're all in front.
Yeah, no,
was
we're
this
down
a case of skill beating will?
Well, I think they're quick and they're skillful. I don't think it's about will. Well, if you want to go to the numbers, well, 29 tackles at half time to their 43. So maybe. It was their will at half time.
Your centre square setups, Ross, you mentioned the change there. Are you moving towards a more aggressive setup to try and get more decisive clearances yourself? Was that the aim?
Yeah, there was a bit of that. But last year we were number one defensively and the top four offensively out of there. If you want to, I don't want to really turn it into that sort of press conference, but. Well, we tried for a little bit more out of there, but it hurt us early last week and it's clearly hurt us again today. So we might as well put it on the table. We need to look at it. It's been... last time I experienced 6 goals out of the middle was when I was a young coach in a practice game, coaching St Kilda, and we were getting to know each other in Port Adelaide and my mids were walking out in the middle. So it's a bit of a rude awakening, but really pleasing. I thought we fought on out of there. So around the ground stoppages, 9 shots to 3. So if you really go, it's really just the centre square bounce, our stoppage work. Not that we had entries, didn't quite score. So, we allowed their speed and space. It sort of hurt us a little bit. But, look, and I hear all the commentary and all the noise. I wouldn't have thought so.
Aside from the centre square, what did you make of your own ball use going forward?
Well, we had 60 entries. 30 shots on goal. So again, that highlights that's the right percentage. So you're aware of the numbers. I think if you got 50% score efficiency, that's pretty healthy. And goals 23%, it should be 30. So again, I think the game was clearly won and lost in the second quarter when we didn't defend at all. And that was the main issue, really. I think we won the other 3 quarters.
Is your ability to defend based upon the fact that you kicked at 56% over the match, or you kicked poorly and caused turnovers that way? Does that contribute?
Look, there's some terrible decisions and skill execution, wasn't there? So, well, I'm not going to hang people. They don't try to miss targets. There's a little bit of decision making, trying to be too cute under pressure. But that's, you've got to be careful. You know, I hear that everyone doesn't fall for the commentary. Because at the end of the day, there's, you've got to make good decisions and hit targets. Do you know what I mean? What's changed? There's only one rule that's changed. And what's that? That's guarding the mark, which I had some input into anyway. So that's the only rule that's changed.
Just Ross, you...
If anything, it's, I think it's attitude to try and catch Hawthorn, and everyone trying to score more and open it up more. I think that's the reality of it. But then that puts more... We acknowledge Hawthorn have been the best kicking team probably in the history of the game. So therefore, if you're trying to play like that and you can't kick and you can't retain it, well, you need to be quick. And if you're not quick and you can't kick, well, it puts you under pressure.
Ross, you kept faith with some key personnel after the Ram 1 loss. Do you need to make some changes to try and get some more pace?
Well, I think that's a simplistic attitude, really. We made four changes. Langdon come in, Weller come in, Alex Pearce come in. I think four is pretty healthy. And I could be wrong, but I thought we fought back pretty well. I really liked our second half. I liked our first quarter. So sometimes if you're out of the wreck, you blow a quarter. It's not my job to execute people. That's not what I'm about. I'm about possibility, creating opportunity. That's what AFL footy's about. We're 0-2. I've been in bigger holes than this. We'll work through. We won't be intimidated into what other people think. That's not the way we roll.
Did you make a few ruck experiments, Sandy Vance and Pearce?
Yeah, we liked it. Thought Pearce gave us real dominated clearances, really. Centre square bounce wasn't about, that was about defending them. Yeah, I thought it was pretty good. What do you think?
Nothing. Nothing?
Hey?
Interesting to see how Pearce goes, I suppose.
Okay.
How would your injury wash out from tonight?
Yeah, none that I'm aware of. Pavlich come off hip pointer, which is just a knock there, and he was fine. So, yeah, we said they're disappointed. We certainly not bowed. Thought there was some good fight. Understand our members and fans and be disappointed, but no one's more disappointed than the senior coach and the senior players. So I thought there was plenty of heart, 60 entries of 51, kicked 100. Probably something positive in there, maybe. But we'll work through defending a little bit better.
Just on Pap, is there any doubt with him for next week, or do you expect him to be fine?
I think there's doubt on everyone until you see him get to the line.
Just Ross, back. there's a Western Derby next week. It doesn't get any easier. How do you approach that off the bat?
Like, we approach every game the same. There are no special games. There's just round one, round two, round three. Next week's round three. I've never called anything a derby. I call it round three. I've been to grand finals. I call it round 26. So, thank you.